All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, so as promised, this is a big one today, people. Just like Sully likes it, nice and big. Sully has a three-round mock draft, and it's done by both Kiper and McShay. He has parsed out the best info nuggets. He will give you the best information, the most entertaining stuff. It is the Mock Draft Mania. Michael.
Mock draft, you feeling good about it? How high would he go in this year's draft?
Do it live!
Oh, how will we sort through it?
Man, am I excited for the draft. That gets me pumped. So, Mike, this is Mel Kiper. They each did one, but this one that we're breaking down is Mel Kiper's three-round mock draft, and specifically, every team gets a grade A in this.
So this is their opinion of what a perfect draft would look like for every team.
Yes.
So, in other words, it's all complete baloney.
In other words, it's not going to happen.
Got it.
Let's highlight some of this. So, starting with Arizona Cardinals, number one overall. No surprise, Kyler Murray. But it's interesting because a name, they have Cody Ford going to them in round two. He's an offensive tackle, Oklahoma. But round three, you'll recognize this name, Riley Ridley, wide receiver from Georgia.
Really?
Yeah.
Calvin's little brother, huh? Look, Arizona, the biggest thing is they have to get a new quarterback that fits Kingsbury, and then they must protect them. Josh Rosen got butchered last year. Cody Ford in the second round, that's a good pick. Guess what I would do in the third round? I take another offensive lineman. Their line is a complete and utter tire fire. So they would get an A-plus for the first two. Yeah, you need weapons, but I'm telling you, I don't care who your quarterback is. You can't keep him upright, you can't win.
Check out the Raiders here. So fourth overall pick.
What is this, 12 picks?
Well, they have, they list four of them here. So Quinnen Williams, they have at number four overall.
A-plus.
They have Rock Ya-Sin, corner from Temple, at the 24th pick overall. They have Irv Smith Jr., tight end from Alabama, 27th. And then 35th overall, another name you recognize, Josh Jacobs, running back from Alabama. Those four picks, that's a haul for Oakland.
It is. The corner out of Temple, admittedly, I don't know enough about. You know, DeAndre Baker, I can speak authoritatively on. Greedy, I can speak authoritatively. The kid from Temple, I just don't know enough about to give you a big opinion. I love Quinnen Williams. I think Josh Jacobs could be the best running back in this class. Yeah, I mean, Mike, the Irv Smith thing, here's what bothers me. He's only 6'2". That's really tough to sell me that he's a tight end when he's 6'2". You're like a half inch shorter than Brandon Marshall. I'm not with the Irv Smith train here. Good college player, but those measurables kind of scare me to be a mismatch guy in the NFL.
Let's jump ahead to the Giants. See what they did in this
next
one. No, let's at least
pass.
Point it out. So
erroneous.
Dwayne Haskins, sixth overall.
I'm done. I need new underwear.
And then 17th overall, they have Cleveland Farrell.
Oh, my God.
Followed by, in round two, Terry McLaurin, the wide receiver from Ohio State. And then David Long, corner from Michigan, in round three.
I don't mind David Long. I thought David Long was – the reason Long doesn't have great stats, nobody throws at him. Really gifted kid. I wouldn't mind that as a – look, when you're picking a guy in the third round, you're a development. Now, the second-round pick, McLaurin, I could just do without that. I don't need, the third-best guy from OSU. You're telling me that they couldn't find a wideout like the kid from Iowa State? The tall kid, what is it, Akeem Nix. I'm thinking of former Giant. What the hell is his name?
Akeem Butler.
Thank you, David. Good God. I would be lost without you, both spiritually and radio-wise. I would give the Giants, that would not be an A for me. The quarterback would be an A. Long would be a B+. I would hate the wideout pick. How about that?
Let's jump ahead to the Lions then and see what they're
doing
there. Montez Sweat, 8th overall.
A+.
followed by Justin Lane, corner from MSU.
A plus. We love all Spartans. No, Justin Lane is a good corner. He would be a good fit here. Yes.
Round three, they have a guy I've never even heard of, an offensive tackle from West Virginia, Yadni Kajusti.
Kajust.
Yeah, Kajust.
Yeah, C-A-J-U-S-T-E. No, correct. I know that kid. I have an infatuation with Will Grier and David Sills.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you right now, Lions fans should be pumped up if that were to draft. Are you kidding me? Get another offensive lineman in the mix. You get yourself a corner to play opposite Slay, and you get the pass rush demon of this draft. Oh, that'd be an A for the Lions. I would have to sing to the mountaintops how much I like that draft.
It'd be doubling down on defense, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, isn't that what they're supposed to be doing?
You know what I mean, you're hearing about Hockenson more now with the Lions, too, so who knows?
Oh, boy.
Speaking of him, though, Buffalo Bills, this is interesting because they're just, according to this mock draft, putting all sorts of weapons around Josh Allen. T.J. Hockenson to the Bills, ninth overall. Then N'Keal Harry, round two.
And round three?
Jalen Ferguson, defensive end, Louisiana Tech.
Yes, the pass rusher. The kid who had trouble getting invited to the combine.
Yes, yep.
That's an A-plus for Buffalo. And I'm going to tell you this. You know how you improve a quarterback's accuracy? You get him a safety net. You get him a buddy. You get him a tight end. And Hockenson, that's where Josh Allen, you'll see his completion percentage go up 3 to 5% alone because now I got a security blanket. Now I got a guy where I can check it down to him, where I can mismatch him. I can just put it out there and he can go get it. It was part of the theory of getting DK Metcalf. Dude, I love that draft for Buffalo. That's straight out of Madden. Like, if
yeah.
Here, I'm just going to get all the offensive toys.
Right.
I like that a lot.
Quick note, Devin Bush, 11th overall to the Bengals. But let's move on to the Packers more importantly. So, talk about weapons. Packers, 12th overall, DK Metcalf, 30th overall, Noah Fant.
I think it's a must. Look, the Packers are going to have to understand they've got 36 months left, maybe 48 months left with Aaron Rodgers. You need weapons. It's just you don't have enough around them. And I love Davante Adams, right? And it's clear, like, your tackles are really good in Bakhtiari and Bulaga, but you need interior line help and you need weapons on the outside. So, yeah, Mike, with those two first-round picks, after all the picks they've used on defense, they need weapons. Now, the problem with Metcalf, I don't know what he gives you in his rookie year. You know, that's a boom or bust. I mean, hell, maybe he comes in and he's Mike Evans. I don't know.
Or he could be Laquon Treadwell, right?
It's that type of effect. There it is. So, yeah, Mike, I like it on paper. What was the second round pick?
Caleb McGarry, offensive tackle, Washington. And then round three, Taylor Rapp. Safety from Washington.
Yeah.
Two guys.
You know what? I got to be honest. As long as that lineman in the second round projects to be able to play guard too, that's an A. I would give that an A for them. Yes. See, Hockenson to the Packers is what makes it move for me.
Yeah.
You give Aaron Rodgers Hockenson. I mean, plus, isn't it kind of a birthright? Green Bay, a guy with the name Hockenson, probably lives on a fjord. Yes. That would be an A-plus to me.
So they have Rashawn Gary, 13th
next.
Overall. To the Dolphins.
Next.
He's fallen a little bit. But more importantly, David, let's get you involved here with the Steelers. Round one, pick 20. DeAndre Baker, corner from Georgia.
Yeah. Artie Burns.
Mac Wilson in round two, linebacker, Alabama. Emmanuel Hall in round three, wide receiver from Missouri. Will Harris in round three, safety from Boston College.
I want to give David the first right here. I swing that bulbous head over. David, your thoughts on your team?
I'm guessing that Devin Bush was not available probably there, so I'll be happy with Byron Murphy there at 20. I'm not too sure about the second-round pick. The third-round pick, the safety, we definitely need a safety. I'm happy with that. That's an A-plus for me.
No, Mac Wilson's a good player, man. Mac Wilson is a Steeler linebacker. No, I'm telling you. You know what? I'm going to give McShay and Kuiper credit. These are, like, the A-plus scenarios. I dig this. Go ahead.
Colts.
Ooh,
this one's interesting too.
All the Andrew Luck support, yes.
Marquise Brown, wide receiver from Oklahoma.
Hollywood on a fast track indoors opposite T.Y. Yep.
That's at 26 overall. 34th overall, Byron Murphy, corner from Washington. And then another round two pick, Chase Winovich from Michigan.
All in. I love it. I love it. This is really, I'm already thinking about Marquise Brown and T.Y. Hilton running dueling nine routes. Next.
This is a good one to end with. Patriots with the 32nd overall pick in the first round.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel
out of
Jones
Duke.
From Duke, yeah.
That is the most Patriot thing ever. Who else?
Let's see. They have Jerry Tillery, defensive tackle, Notre Dame. Yep. In round two. They have Miles Boykin, wide receiver from Notre Dame in round two.
Oh, yeah.
Lonnie Johnson Jr., corner from Kentucky. And then some round three picks that no one's really heard of.
Okay, we're good. No, seriously? That would be the most Patriot thing ever, is that every player they draft, you're like, oh, yeah, I like that guy. Oh, yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, I'm down. No, that'd be an A+.
Every team gets an A in this draft.
No,
literally, that's the point of the mock draft.
I thought I would disagree with some of it, but I actually don't. Well done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.